Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, fresh off the heels of what many fans are calling the best UWA Elite show of the year, this is Colin West, and this is your UWA Elite All Access podcast, coming to you live as we do every Wednesday night at 11 p.m. Eastern here on Blog Talk Radio. Over the next half hour, we will have a ton of stuff to do. A little review, if you will, of UWA Elite versus the World Volume 2. Who was victorious? Which champions retained their titles? And so much more. We'll have an exclusive interview with Mike Seaway, the one-fit wonder himself, one-third of your trio's champions, whether you like it or not, the Bro Team Pack. And for the first time anywhere, I will be giving you exclusively right here your field of 12 tag teams for the 2016 Tag Team Combat Cup, which comes your way beginning June 4th in South River, New Jersey at UWA Elite, living on the edge. But let's not bury the lead. Let's start right out with UWA Elite versus the World Volume 2 and the Best of 5 series, which in really, really nail-biting 3-2 fashion went to Team UWA Elite. I got to be honest, after going down 2-0 in that series with the three matches that were left on the slate, I did not feel good about that at all. Team UWA Elite claimed its victory 3-2 on a last-second potted faceplant from Sean Damage McNellis to Matt McIntosh, who, to be fair, dominated a great deal of that matchup. Things were not looking good right up until that point, but as he's done throughout his 12-year, 13-year UWA Elite career, SDM came through in the clutch for Team UWA, and boy, oh boy, not only does he win the World Cup of Wrestling, but gets a large, large amount of redemption in the process. SDM not coming off a very great streak of months here in UWA Elite, not a great streak of matches, but proving once again he's your go-to guy, and he is the heart of UWA Elite. The three men who won their matches for Team UWA Elite are Sean Damage McNellis, the I Champion Joey Adams, and Kyle the Beast Winant. President Dave Swan has given a reward to these three men, Sean Damage McNellis, Joey Adams, and Kyle the Beast, June 4th at Living on the Edge. What is that reward? Well, to put it very, very simply, to become next in line for a shot at the UWA Elite Champion. SDM, Kyle the Beast, and Joey Adams will go head-to-head in a triple threat match for the number one contendership to the UWA Elite Championship. And that UWA Elite Champion, despite what many people are calling the greatest test of his reign, is still Hedges, the man from Tucson, Arizona. Survive just a hellacious battle with Nicholas Kay and take nothing away from Nicholas Kay, the professional wrestler, proved that his nickname isn't just a moniker, it's not just a fancy catchphrase. The man can go with the best of them. It was a battle of attrition, a war of just two hardened warriors. Over the final 5 minutes, it was back and forth. These men beat each other until they could not stand, then both dragged themselves back to their feet and beat on each other some more. In the end, it was a missed back senton on the apron by Nicholas Kay. Just devastating. If you've ever landed on your back in a wrestling ring, you know how painful that is. If you land on your back on the apron, most normal men would get the wind knocked out of them, if not worse. Nicholas Kay tried to get back to his feet, walked into that patented Diamondback driver, 1-2-3, Hedges with the UWA Elite Championship. So, how do we put this into perspective? Pretty simple. June 4th, number one contendership triple threat match. SDM, Kyle the Beast, Joey Adams. Winner faces Hedges. Will it be at homecoming June 17th at North Brunswick High School? Will it be a little bit later? That remains to be seen. And who will Hedges' date be with on June 4th at Living on the Edge? That announcement will be made in the upcoming weeks here on the UWA Elite podcast. Speaking of title retentions, Joey Adams, just a hell of a showing. Again, beats his best friend, Kevin Bennett, who came to play kids. These guys have known each other for damn near a decade, have been best friends for damn near a decade. That went out the window for 15 minutes of just non-stop action. Joey Adams picks up a victory in the World Cup of Wrestling, picks up a victory for Team UWA Elite, like him or not, retains his I Championship in the process. The tag team champions also retain in a kind of impromptu fatal four-way tag team championship match as the Unstoppable John Roman, Brandon the Bull retain their tag team champions against three different opponents. And on the line right now, again, whether you like it or not, for the seventh straight month, the Bro Team Pack, your trio's champions, defeated the Oliver Street Express in what became a handicap match, and I'll get to that later. But for right now, whether I like it or not, congratulations are due to my guest at this time, the one-fit wonder, the self-proclaimed, and unfortunately most of the ladies agree, the prettiest man in UWA Elite, Mike C. Way. Mike, welcome to the All Access Podcast. How are you tonight?
I'm great, man. I take a little bit of offense to self-proclaimed. I feel like more than just I say I'm the prettiest man in UWA Elite. But hey, whatever. That's just, you know, that's hearsay.
Well, yeah, I mean, Mike Davis and TJ Blade say it too. There's a weird thing going on there. But listen, I try to stay impartial regardless of what the fans think of you. You are 2 months away from becoming the longest reigning trios champions in the history of this company. You have been undefeated since before last breath. Who can beat you at this point? Do you feel unbeatable?
Yes, we feel unbeatable. I mean, they keep lining up opponents for us. They try to take whoever they can. They're bringing outside talent, inside talent, whatever teams they have, and nothing has worked. If anything, I feel like constantly the deck is stacked against the Bro Team Pack. They keep stacking them up, and we keep knocking them down. So bring it on. At this point, no one's going to beat us. We're going to shatter whatever record you want to put in front of us. We are the Bro Team Pack. We are the champions.
I gotta question you there a little bit. You say the deck is constantly stacked against you. Last month, just 4 days ago, actually, at UWA Elite versus the World, you were set to take on the Oliver Street Express and Gavin Glass. You jumped Gavin Glass backstage. You never made it to the ring, and you ended up with a 3-on-2 advantage in a handicap title match. That really doesn't seem a whole lot like the deck stacked against you.
Look at our history. We did something about it. They put us against three of the best UWA Elite had to offer 2 months ago. Then you gave us luck of the draw where we don't even know who our opponents are. We got sick of it. Then you brought in three outside guys that we don't even know. We were fed up. All right, so we did something about it. We're not going to sit back and let UWA Elite, the offices, walk all over us. All right? So you can say whatever you were with the deck. The deck was stacked against us. 200, 300 guys. We don't know who they are.
Wow. Okay. Man, so I don't quite know how to respond to that, so I'm going to move on. Rumor has it that you've got a little bit of heat with UWA Elite management because you have been going around ringside during intermission and after shows, offering fans workout advice and then charging them for it. Is this true?
Listen. A great man once said, if you're good at anything, don't do it for free. And that's how we feel. You know, great. You know, people say, hey, give us workout advice. We say yes, and they pay us, and we tell them, you're fat, stop being fat. Irrelevant what the advice is, that's not, you know, part of the deal. So as far as the offices go, if they have a problem with it, they know where to find us, do something about it.
And that would be the gym, if I'm not mistaken.
For the
so
most part.
I will say this, give the devil his due. Over the last couple of months, you've always been in phenomenal shape. Mike Davis, TJ Blade have always been in very good shape the last couple of months. Those two have really stepped their game up. The fans seem to not like you very much, but you do look better and better. And the better you look physically, the better you've looked in the ring. Who would you compare your physique to?
Who would we compare our physique to? Who
do you think it is? So you think you would compare yourself to Arnold?
Yeah,
okay.
Austrian Oak. Wait. Yes, that's who we model ourselves after. I mean, at this point, we kind of look better than him because he's pretty old and gross. But, like, you know, for the most part, that's who we model ourselves after. That's our role model.
Jeez. Jeez. So you are saying on the record right now you look better than Arnold.
Yes, put up two photos. All three of us look better.
Well, at the risk of puffing up your ego, at the risk of puffing up your ego, you have a championship and he doesn't. So there that is. Be that as it may.
That'd be universal.
Now, fair. He hasn't done that in a while, though. So, listen, Theo Spielman wants to know, do you think you will ever lose the Trios Championships?
Absolutely.
Never. You think you're going to retire with them?
100%.
Wow. Okay.
There's no one chasing them. There's no threats to the championship. We've never lost a six-man tag match, and there's a reason for it, because there's no better team than the Bro Team Pack. There's great wrestlers. There's great athletes. There's good guys that good at this, good at that, whatever you want to call it. When it comes to six-man competition, there's no one better than the Bro Team Pack. Mike Seaway, Dynamite Davis, TJ Blade, the Bro Team Pack are the trio champions for a reason, because no one is better.
Wow. Superfan Joe chiming in on Facebook. If you'd like to follow me on Facebook, Colin West, you can join the conversation. Just look for the comment thread about the UWA Elite All Access podcast.
This is
Superfan
about you,
Joe says,
all right, yeah, that's fantastic. Let's talk about me for a little
bit. All right. Well, I'm trying to give you a compliment. Mike Seaway, Superfan Joe, just wants you to know Arnold is shaking in his boots right now. That's
it's
all.
Been a while,
just passing the word.
The boots, but or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, geez. So listen. Moving along to the next thing you are going to try to conquer, because I know you're about gains, I know you're about goals, and I know you're about PRs.
All about gains.
Setting personal records. So the next thing you're trying to gain, you don't want to just be trios champions. You have set your sights on the Tag Team Combat Cup and perhaps a number one contendership to the Tag Team Championships. Why did you decide to do that?
Well, as I said, the Bro Team Pack is unstoppable, and we're not crazy. You know, we're athletes, we're bodybuilders, we're all about shattering goals and PRs and whatnot. And let's face it, the trio division isn't a challenge anymore. You keep setting them up, and we keep knocking them down. So we're setting our sights on a bigger goal. We're going to shatter the tag team division. So that way, whoever you want to set up, whether it's me and TJ, me and Davis, Davis and TJ, whoever you want, we're going to stand tall. Because we've already proved we're the best trio. Well, it's time for the Bro Team Pack to prove we're the best tag team in the UWA Elite, regardless of what twosome it is.
I did actually get to talk to Mike Davis a little bit earlier, and I asked him if you guys would be operating under Freebird rules in the Tag Team Combat Cup, and he said, no, we will be operating under Bro Team rules. Bro Team rules. So whatever that means.
Okay, all right, right, right. Bro Team rules, mate. I don't know what – you said Freebird? Whatever Bro Team members, you know, aren't at the gym are gonna run, because we're usually at the gym, obviously. So whatever Bro Team members aren't in, we'll compete in the Combat Cup.
Okay, I know you're gonna be listening in a couple of minutes when I do the full reveal for the Tag Team Combat Cup Field of 12.
Well, I'll be making
do you
stuff, but I'll listen in. Don't you know, obviously.
That's fine. I don't want to interrupt your sets. I know you're doing circuit training right now.
No, but it's like it's my protein break. Like it's on a schedule.
Well, listen. That just sounds disgusting. But that's why
like
you're where you are, and that's why you are where you are, and I am where I am, I suppose. So listen.
And why I look
Mike
the way
Seaway,
I look. You look the way you look. But,
Oh my gosh! You can't fix the face though. I do have the face for radio.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, my face is pretty good. Not to mention, I dig the frosted tips and all, but come on, bro, I got sweet hair.
You do. That I will give you. That I will give you. The hair is fantastic. It's the vitamin E, is what it is.
I know. Obviously, you know, and the protein, you know, whatever.
God, okay, I got to cut this short before I give you any more compliments. This is about the worst thing that I could do in terms of your self-esteem, which could not be any higher. But Mike Seaway, listen, all the best to you. Again, like I said, whether anybody wants to like you or dislike you, nobody can argue with success. 7 months reigning UWA Elite Trios champions and entered into the Tag Team Combat Cup 2016. Fair enough. I'll tell you this right now. Mike Seaway, any tag team on the planet can beat you in the Combat Cup, yes or no?
No, absolutely not. Are you out of your mind?
Maybe. A lot of people have said so. Seaway, thank you very much. That is the One Fit Wonder. Thank you so much for calling in this evening and joining the UWA Elite All Access podcast.
Colin West, thank you for having me. It's the One Fit Wonder. And Colin, once again, as I said a million times, when you're ready to go to the gym, you let me know. I'll put you into shape. All right? Don't hate the player, hit the game, or back out.
All right, say hi to Billy and Bart for me. Fantastic stuff. My goodness, I need a break. I think I need to go get some self-esteem classes in. I feel terrible about the way I look right now. And I need to get an advertisement in. So I'm going to go maybe jog around the block, see if I can get my wind up a little bit. And hopefully I can wipe the memory of talking to Seaway out of my head in just a minute. But right now, here's some reasons why you need to be at Living on the Edge, June the 4th.
Saturday, June the 4th, your favorite wrestling all-stars put it all on the line as UWA Elite presents Living on the Edge. Be there at the Holy Trinity Church in South River, New Jersey to see the first round of the 2016 Tag Team Combat Cup come at you live. Plus, UWA Elite Champion Hedges, UWA Elite I Champion Joey Adams, and the Trios Champions, the Bro Team Pack, will all be in attendance. Plus, the latest chapter in the saga of Arcadia and King Tech is written as these two foes clash in a last man standing match. Discount tickets and family 4-packs are available right now at UWAElite.com. We'll see you June 4th at Living on the Edge.
And if you were not at UWA Elite versus the World Volume 2 and you didn't hear the announcement live, spoiler alert, you just heard it now. Arcadia versus King Tech, June 4th, Living on the Edge, last man standing. We'll be talking about that more and more as the show goes along, leading up to June 4th. But right now, I don't feel like I need to say any more than that. Arcadia, King Tech will fight until one is the last man standing, June the 4th in South River. Speaking of June the 4th in South River, it is time to reveal the entire, well, sort of, field of 12 for the UWA Elite 2016 Tag Team Combat Cup, which has been competed in the past few years by some very, very notable tag teams. The Uprising. Joey Adams was a part of that team that won. TKO and Dynamite Davis have taken part. Dynamite Davis now entered again with the Bro Team Pack. The Paramount, men like Mike Quest, Brian Brass have competed in the Tag Team Combat Cup. The Heavy Hitters, Steve Mack, Lowlife Louis Ramos, Holy Kingdom, King Tech, Elder Foreman, all these men and more have competed in the Tag Team Combat Cup, plus men who aren't right now active in UWA Elite. Too Hot Steve Scott, Darius Carter, Matt McIntosh has been involved. All these men vying to just win the prestigious Tag Team Combat Cup. But this year, unlike some other years in the past, the winning team will not only win the prestigious Tag Team Combat Cup, will also get a number one contendership to the UWA Elite Tag Team Championship, which is now being held by the Unstoppables, Brandon the Bull, and John Rome. We had to turn teams away this year. Seriously, usually President Dave Swan waits a week or two because he's still filling out the brackets. The brackets are so full this year, so ridiculously full, that we have expanded from an 8-team to a 12-team format. Yep, we're going to have triple threat tag team matches in this tournament, and it is going to span over the course of 3 shows, maybe more. We'll see how long this thing takes, but it's going to start at Living on the Edge June 4th, continue through Homecoming June the 17th, and it's also going to be taking place at Gold Rush in July. So you know, TJ Blade, Mike Seaway, Dynamite Davis, the first team entered in this year's Combat Cup. the second team entered in this year's Combat Cup, have something in common with the Bro Team Pack. They are former Trios champions. I'm talking about Defiance. Maximo Suave, Chris Caden are entered in the New Jersey Tag Team Combat Cup. The third team entered in this Combat Cup, also former Trios champions, Kentucky Bread, operating under the same rules, Clay Sawyer, Georgie Boy, Cousin Vinny, Kentucky Bread, is entered in the Combat Cup. And finally, as far as names that you probably would expect, how about the longest reigning tag team champions in the history of the United Wrestling Alliance? Brendan Kirk, Jeff Cannonball, the Rogues return to South River, return to UWA Elite, and are entered officially in the Tag Team Combat Cup 2016. Let me go off the grid a little bit, because fans of independent wrestling will know some of the names that I'm about to mention. UWA Elite fans, you might not. But let's say you're a fan of House of Glory, House of Glory Wrestling, then you'd be very familiar with the team of Smiley and Mike Grasso. Yeah, man, telling you right now, Smiley, Mike Grasso will be a part of the Tag Team Combat Cup 2016. Creative Pro Wrestling, you're familiar with them? You're familiar with some other independents around New York, New Jersey? Then you are very familiar with the team known as Valor. TJ Warren, Johnny Clash, Valor has also entered itself into the 2016 Combat Cup. And things are about to get a little weird, maybe even a little scary. Sprinkles the Clown and Hellbilly, the team of Monsters Island. You heard me right. Monsters Island is coming to UWA Elite to be part of the Tag Team Combat Cup. Speaking a little weird, a little scary, the Lost Boys, Magic and Jeremiah, have patched up their differences, and they will be entered in the Tag Team Combat Cup. Can you imagine the team of men trying to burn UWA Elite to the ground, winning the Tag Team Combat Cup this year? Unbelievable news there. And news out of Asia. Yeah, Asia. I'm not kidding. While they're shooting their movie Maximum Danger, Tommy Colburn, who I believe right now wants to be known as the Machine Gun, I'm hearing some very weird things about Tommy Colburn. Maybe Thomas Colburn, I'm hearing a lot of weird things. What I do know for sure that fans will like is that he has a newfound, very strong bond and friendship with stuntman Chris Powers, together known as the Power Guns. You heard me right. The Power Guns, Tommy Guns Colburn, Chris Powers, make their debut as a tag team in the 2016 Tag Team Combat Cup. Speaking of movies, you remember Ocean's 11? Our version of Ocean's 11, Mikey Pacifica, Vinny Pacifico, make their return to UWA Elite. Ocean's 11, Pacifica and Pacifico will be in the Tag Team Combat Cup. I got two teams left here. Two. One, you've never heard of. Maybe. Unless you're from New York. Unless you're from Staten Island specifically. And one, I've never heard of. I will explain. Andros the Greek. Marcus Marquis. Better known to fans of Warriors of Wrestling, Staten Island and New York, as the Perfect Strangers. Marcus Marquis, Andros the Greek. Great tag team, super fun to watch, really upbeat, exciting stuff. Love their work, and we are happy to have the Perfect Strangers as the 11th team out of 12 in this year's Tag Team Combat Cup. And the 12th team, all I got was a piece of paper with some question marks on it and the words wild card. I don't know what that means. I have no idea what that means. I don't know if President Dave Swan is hiding something from me. I don't know if Dave Swan wants to make this a special announcement on its own. I don't know if Dave Swan has booked a team called Wild Card that I've never heard of. And I don't know if Dave Swan just doesn't have that 12th team yet. But There's a lot of intrigue surrounding this 12th team, which is known simply right now as the wild card team. It could be two men matched up for the first time as partners. It could be a team that's making its debut. It could be two men from UWA Elite's past, present, future. It could be anyone. It could be anyone. And that, on top of the 11 teams that we do know for sure, makes this year's Combat Cup a complete miss tournament. And it's done tournament style, kids. We're not packing a bunch of tag team matches into one night, making everybody lose their breath, making everybody work too hard, and getting a really crappy match at the end of the night. That's how one-night tournaments usually run, I know. This is getting spread out over the course of multiple shows, so every tag team that's involved gives you their absolute best every night, and be it Perfect Strangers, Monsters Island, The Rogues, Magic and Jeremiah, be it Kentucky Bread, be it Defiance, be it the Bro Team Pack and Mike Seaway, who I spoke to earlier, be it any of the tag teams involved in this Combat Cup, anyone, and I mean anyone, has a chance to win. Man, I'm excited. I'm a fan of tag team wrestling. Forgive me for maybe going a little bit off script and deviating a little bit from what I'm supposed to say. You know, I'm supposed to just deliver you news, but sometimes you get really, really excited about something. And I'm really excited about this. I'm telling you, this is going to be a hell of a Combat Cup. And it all starts June the 4th, 2016. Speaking of specific dates and times, today is May 11th. So let's find out what happened on this date in UWA Elite history.
How long have you been a fan of UWA Elite? It's time to find out with this day in UWA Elite history. On May 11th, 2012, 4 years ago, TKO and Dynamite Davis, the team of Hot and Dangerous, became the first ever two-time UWA Elite Tag Team Champions. Dynamite Davis is now, of course, one-third of the Bro Team Pack, your Trios Champions. For this and even more UWA Elite history and fun facts, log on to UWAElite.com.
And there's just a couple of minutes left in the broadcast, about 2 minutes left before we sign off for this very, very jam-packed Wednesday night edition of UWA Elite All Access Podcast. I'd like to thank everybody for listening in and let you know what's coming on the horizon for next week's show. Next Wednesday, you are not going to want to miss it. I am going to dive in deeper to the burgeoning feud, one of the great feuds of all time in this company already, Arcadia and King Tech, Chapter 1 in the books, Chapter 2 coming. Last Man Standing is on the horizon June 4th. I'm also going to talk about Hedges in that UWA Elite Championship and what could be next for him and his next possible opponent June 4th at Living on the Edge. I'm going to give you news on Kyle the Beast Wynant after beating former CZW World Heavyweight Champion Sozio in the Best of Five series. What's next for Kyle the Beast? Could he be your next number one contender to the UWA Elite Championship? And what's coming out of UWA Elite versus the world for the two men who weren't able to win their first round matches, Drake Chambers and Bose, two men who on any given night can beat anyone in this company and most men, if not all men, in this business? What's on the horizon for Drake Chambers and Bose? We will talk about them more next week. For now, I have to urge you, we have sold out every show this year at Trinity Church in South River, New Jersey. It is not too early to go on UWAElite.com and get your tickets now, discounted $15 tickets and family four packs for just $50. That's $30 off the door price for UWA Elite Presents Living on the Edge, Saturday, June the 4th. At the Holy Trinity Church in South River, New Jersey. For now, this is Colin West signing off. We'll see you next week.